From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your choc top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello. How's it going? Hope you're well. Welcome to Talking Flicks. JT here. Mr. Lee is here as well for a feel-good Friday. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. How are you this fine Valentine's Day?
Yes, oh, indeed. Happy Valentine's Day, yeah. Well, we should probably like change the... Do you like this, Mr. Lee? This is this is a bit sexy.
I was going to say, this is not creepy at all.
We need some theme music, so I thought this doesn't get any better than this, does it? We can pass the chockies around. Yeah, what's your favourite chocolate? What's your go-to? Do you do the roses or are you more... I reckon you're more of like a Gillian Seashells type guy, I reckon. Yeah.
No. I'm actually Cadbury. Good old Cadbury.
And what's your favourite wine? Now, I don't know if I'm asking to do anything with this, by the way. I'm not trying to set the scene here.
You're going to surprise me. Surprise me bringing out...
Chockies and wine, yeah.
No, a good Cab Sav, actually.
I enjoy. Nice. Yeah.
Good. How about you? What's your favourite chockey?
I love a good rose. A good rose. Yeah, box of roses doesn't go down. Yeah. Or lint. Lint's very good too. Those lint balls.
Oh, yeah. Lint's very smooth.
It just melts in the mouth, you know. But that mixed with a nice glass of Moscato, it's perfect. Yeah, on this.
It's a bit sweet.
You reckon?
It's sweet.
All right, well, we'll do a change of pace. It is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners. Hopefully, you've got someone you can love up to today and, you know, yeah, that's good. So, spoil your loved one and maybe you're spoiling them with some movies, Mr. Lee.
Yes.
What a great place to go. But you guys must be chockers today on Valentine's Day because everyone goes to the movies.
Yeah, because that's your date. You know, you go out for a nice dinner and then go watch a movie. That's a good night.
That is a great night. I couldn't think of anything else better. So we've got some movies that you can go and see. We've got a whole list and we will get to them right now.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Yeah, well, before we get to that, lots happening on the show. We're going to be doing some news surrounding Drew Barrymore. That's a bit of a hook for you, Mr. Lee. Drew Barrymore. We love Drew.
We do. Yeah. I love Drew. I remember from E.T. So, yeah.
Gorgeous actress. So we'll get to her a bit later on. But let's get into some new movies. We've got a few to bust out and a couple of these movies as well, returning franchises. Let's start with Captain America, Brave New World.
Yeah, look, this is actually really exciting because this is the 35th movie in the MCU universe. And this is the first time that Anthony Mackie actually takes over Captain America because, as we all know in the last one, that Chris Evans is actually no longer doing it. So we've got someone new in it. And we're also welcoming Harrison Ford in as the president, and he takes over from the late William Hurt. So that'll be interesting to see how he goes in a Marvel film. So he's now been in Star Wars and a Marvel film. How good's that?
Yeah, definitely. Let's have a listen.
Someone's been pulling the strings on everything. Nothing about this feels right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Thaddeus Ross.
You want to help me?
Is there anything you remember?
Whatever this is, Cap, be careful.
You know I've been no fan of heroes. But even I can't deny the good that you've done. We're on the brink of war. It's my job to fix it. Sir, your inner circle's been compromised. Let me fix it. And if we disagree on how to manage this situation, what is the trap? Captain America without his own. You like to play dress up and blindly execute the state's orders.
I was a wartime general.
I don't want a variable out there that I can't control.
Work with me, Sam.
Captain America.
Well, no doubt those Marvel fans that are all loved up will be going to see Captain America tonight or this afternoon or over the weekend. But also, if maybe, you know, you've got to see a rom-com on Valentine's Day. I think it's a must, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a must. And what a perfect movie to come out just the day before Valentine's Day is Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. It is a comedy drama and Renee's back, Hugh Grant's back. We've got two new characters that are in it this time. And it is directed by Michael Morris, who I have to say, he actually does do some good directing. So I'm excited to watch this one either tonight or over the weekend with the little Dale.
Oh,
let's have a listen.
Let's do it.
Ah, Mrs. Darcy.
Mr. Wallaker.
Why is your granny wearing pyjamas?
Bridget, you're a widow with two wonderful children. My advice to you is put your own oxygen mask on first. You just have to get laid.
Shaz is right.
Oh, my God.
It's been 4 years now.
You're effectively a nun. A very, very naughty nun.
I've set you up on Tinder.
What's Tinder?
Mommy, Mabel stuck up the tree.
We're going to die.
Everything all right, Mrs. Darcy?
Oh, my God.
Hiya.
I've climbed a magical man tree.
Hello.
You can call me Rockstar.
Bridget Jones.
But you can call her Mummy.
Is that the tree, Adonis? If you don't shag him, I will.
How old are you?
28.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm 29.
We are about to embark on an adventure.
You sure you're up to this?
I'm your girl.
Do you miss Dada sometimes?
I miss him all of the times.
Can you survive?
I think so.
It's not enough to survive, you've got to live.
Was that the Dalai Lama?
It's Harry Styles, I think.
Mr. Wallaker. Now that is what I call a rebrand.
Did you have sex?
Did you have sex?
Did you have sex last night?
Yes, I did. I had a full night of utterly mind-blowing sex. And it was amazing! Bridget Jones, it's time to live.
Uncle Daniel!
Miniature Darcy, what's the news?
Where are the ladies with the big
hair? Well, they couldn't make it, I'm afraid. They're washing their hair.
All three?
Well, they wash each other's, you see.
Yeah, Bridget Jones back in the big way, Mad About the Boy. And Mr. Lee, how was your girls' night last night with this one?
It actually went really, really well. We had quite a few girls there. We had well and truly over half a cinema, which I was very excited about. So there was a lot of people that loved Bridget back on the big screen. So
yeah, and it is great. And she's going after a younger guy.
Yeah.
Which, 29 you know, years old, yes.
29. Yeah.
Hey, but it sounds like she had a good time by the sounds of it. She was yelling it to the world. So,
she was.
Now, Mr. Lee, horror films, we've got to have a horror film at least once a week because it's the genre that everyone keeps going back to. And this week, no different?
No different. It's actually a horror mystery comedy, and it's all about a couple who become a hunting couple to catch a killer who's going around killing people on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. You won't be seeing this one, no doubt.
No.
Okay, let's have a listen.
For the past 2 years, a masked maniac known as the Hard Eyes Killer has stalked,
hunted,
and brutally slain couples on Valentine's Day.
With no motive yet uncovered.
This is more than just murder. He's like Cupid with a kink.
We're being chased by a serial killer.
Hey, you good?
Yeah. Pretty baby. He's gonna keep killing people. We end it here.
Hey, come on.
Drop it!
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy V-Day.
Don't get killed, all right?
What was...
Why would he say that?
Yeah, and watching the trailer, I'm thinking to myself, where is the humor or the comedy in this movie? Because it looks pretty graphic, and then you kind of get towards the end and that line hits you and you're like, okay, I can see where... There's funny that comes into it.
Yeah, and it does actually sound quite funny, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, don't get killed. Yeah, so funny.
Yeah, no. So that one is Heart Eyes, and that's out this week. So if you do enjoy a good horror movie, that's the place to go. Mr. Lee, let's take a look and see what's screening right now this week, this weekend.
Yeah, we've got 10 Lives, Baby Girl, A Complete Unknown, Companion, Conclave, Flight Risk, Maria, Moana 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Paddington in Peru, Presence, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, We Live in Time, and Wicked, all playing at a local cinema near you. Just check
from every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
They did it again.
You know what? Just don't tell anyone when they can go to see it. We know they can go to the website, all right?
Yeah, okay. I won't.
I promise, Mr. Lee, I'll be better next week, okay?
Okay, please. Yeah.
And we do rehearsals. This just and I nail it every time, so I'm not sure what's happened there. Yeah.
It's me because I keep changing. That's why.
You change the script every single time. Let's do some top fives. Let's start. You're sending me to Thailand this week, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, I thought it'd be nice, somewhere different.
Love Oriental. It's great. Let's do Thailand, the top three. Moana 2 coming in at 3. Number 2 is A Real Pain. And number 1 for Thailand. Let me turn the page. Oh, this is good. Mufasa, the Lion King for Thailand, number 1.
Yeah, how good is that? Now, let's head off to the USA. Number 5, which I'm actually surprised they've actually watched any movies because of the Super Bowl. But anyway, number 5 is The Companion. Number 4 is Mufasa the Lion King. Number 3 is Love Hurts. Number 2 is Heart Eyes. And number 1 for the USA.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so much better rehearsals. Dogman, and it's the second week that we've got it in number 1.
I was just looking
at
the notes, and it's like second week. I'm like, yes, I remember Dogman, which we haven't seen yet next school holidays for us. Yes.
Correct.
All right, let's do the top 5 for Oz. Number 5 is Conclave. Great to see that still hanging out. Number 4 is Mufasa the Lion King. Number 3 is We Live in Time. Number 2 is Baby Girl. That is that's really good with Nicole Kidman. And number 1 for Australia, what could it be? The film we are loving right now is A Complete Unknown. Again.
Yeah, Bob Dylan. Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Chalamet.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. We're loving it. We're loving it.
Yes. Oh, Chalamet, yes.
Chalamet.
What a good, you know, I reckon that's what's getting the people in to see the movie, Mr. Lee, is, you know, they just...
Chalamet.
They can't get enough of it. What is it about this movie that's keeping it stuck at number 1? What is it?
I think it is actually Timothy Chalamet. He is so good as Bob Dylan. I think that's the reason why. And it is such a good movie. And as we know, it is up for an Oscar Best Picture nominee. Mm. So it is a very interesting. Everyone that comes out saying that was brilliant, everyone should see it.
Yeah.
So that says a lot.
It does. Well, there you go. That is the top fives. Let's get into some news. We spoke at the top of the podcast about Drew Barrymore, who we've seen in so many great movies. It goes back to a kiss she shared with Adam Sandler, this news.
Yeah, look, you know when you're good friends with someone and you're acting with them and all that, and you've got to kiss and do all that, you go, well, she said they're just friends because, you know, Adam Sandler is married and Drew is very good friends with his wife, Jackie, but he's a very good kisser apparently in movies, and that's why she, well, one of the reasons why, I'm sure money does count too, but she likes to go in movies with Adam Sandler. And their chemistry is really good too.
It is very good, yeah. Yep. It is. Sometimes actors and actresses just go together really well, and that's what you get with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. Now, Denzel Washington, okay, he didn't get an Oscar nom for Gladiator 2, but I don't think he's overly phased about that. Like, he's, you know, not Denzel.
No, and he was actually asked just recently, you know, is he upset that he didn't get a nom for his character in Gladiator 2? But he said, look, I've had 10 nominations in the past and I've won 2 Oscars. So, really? And he's saying I've been around too long.
It is one of the hardest awards to get, I reckon, is an Oscar.
Oh, it is.
If you get one, let alone getting 2, I think that's pretty impressive. And some news on Bill Skarsgård, Murray Bartlett, Noah Jupe as well. Now they're joining The Death of Robin Hood. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, well, they're actually having Hugh Jackman and Jodie Comer in it as well. And this movie is all about Robin Hood, and he's actually trying to I don't think he's trying to get basically forgiven or things like that, but he's thinking about grappling his past after a life of crime and murder. So he's questioning whether he's done things. And to see Hugh in another movie about Robin Hood, that'll be interesting to see, because he plays Robin Hood in the movie. Mm. So they're only in pre-production at the moment for that movie, so it'll be a few years before it's out.
Watch out for that. Let's go around the screens. And there, as we spoke about the last few weeks, geez, the calendar is chock-a-block at the moment. Valentine's Day obviously happening at the movies across Odeon 5 Orange, Forum 6 Cinemas Wagga, and the Forum 6 in Tamworth. But there's a whole bunch of other great stuff too.
Yeah, there is too. In Orange and Wagga on March 4 and 5, they're actually going to be having a Conquering Skin Cancer screening, and this is actually powerful interviews from survivors, experts, and well-known celebrities all about skin cancer prevention. And that is, as I said, in Odeon 5 on March 5 and the Forum 6 in Wagga on March 4. They'll be screening that. Now, in Tamworth, we've got a movie and lunch happening on February 26 for A Complete Unknown at 10:30. And then we've also got our next art house movie on February 27 for that week's start, A Real Pain, which we know has been in the top fives everywhere around the world. So looking forward to that.
That's great. Well, that is around the screens. Coming up next week, another big week of films, Peter Skarsgård in a new movie called September 5. And this one goes back to 1972, this film centered around Munich Olympics.
And this is my type of movie because this is a true story and I love true stories. And it's all about an American broadcasting team who were at the Munich Games covering them, but then they get actually involved in the actual reporting, and they're the only Americans that are there that can report back of what is happening with the poor Israelis that were held hostage while at the Munich Games.
Sounds so good. Looking forward to that one. Yeah. That is out next week. Also, The Monkey, and we need another horror film. We don't have enough, Mr. Lee. We need another horror film. And can you help us?
I think this is number 5 or 6. This is number 5 or 6.
Oh, I think we're going higher than 5 or 6. I think we're up to like 7 or 8.
It's too many. It's all about when two brothers find their father's old monkey toy in the attic. And is it one of those monkeys? You remember in the tin and you turn it around and it pops up?
That could be very well what it is. Yep.
And then deaths start happening. That's just
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm hooked. Yeah. Doesn't matter. It is another horror film, but I'm hooked. So that's The Monkey, and that is out next week. Also next week, our Talk and Flickster will be Mel, and she will be reviewing Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. I think that because we sent Mel along to see Baby Girl a couple of weeks ago. And it was we had Nick there going after the younger boy, yeah. And we're seeing the same thing happening in this film. So I think Mel will like this one.
I think she will, and I think she will actually have watched all three prior to this one. So I think she's going to love it, and she will be there with bells on and looking forward to hearing Mel's thoughts on the movie next Wednesday.
Now, if you want to be a Talk and Flick star, the best way to go about that, Mr. Lee, is all via the websites, isn't it? Forum 6, Nodi, and 5.
It certainly is. And just click on the Talking Flicks banner at the top of each of our websites. Then just answer a few questions and I'll be in touch with you and we'll work out when and what movie you can go see.
Yeah, and as you heard with George just earlier this week, he was a massive horror fan and we sent him off to see a horror. So, yeah, you tell us what you want to see and we will hook you up.
And he was saying too that, you know, he didn't really know much about the movie, so he went in blind. And he thoroughly enjoyed it. So that's awesome.
There you go. Well, we'll have our next Talk and Flicks start Wednesday midday. Make it a date. Speaking of making it a date. Yeah, well, we've got to wrap this up the right way.
Oh, dear. Should we go pour a wine?
I think we should. I just feel like it. I feel like not that we need the fireplace right now because it's quite warm, but definitely. Fireplace, nice little rug in front of it, you know, nice bottle of bubbles there and hold on, are we having it together, are we? Is that what's happening? Is that
you're gonna do it at your place with your wife.
Okay,
and I'll be at mine. Yeah, because that's way as I said before, that's way too creepy.
Back massage, Mr. Lee. Okay, this is getting a bit creepy. Should we? Okay, well, what we'll do, look, I'm going to keep the music going for our positive thought, right? Because this is too good. Okay, we'll mix it up. We'll get rid of the sexy music. We'll get the positive music on, okay? Our positive thought of the day to wrap it up. This one's from Dolly Parton, the country music singer. Yeah. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. So go after those rainbows, Talking Flicksters.
Yeah, that really tells you that that's actually a really good way of saying, you know, you got to put up with crap before you get to the good stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
So that's what it's telling me. So, yeah.
So this one has resonated with you.
That has. I actually really like that.
It's taken about a month. But that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, good things come with time. Mr. Lee, have a lovely weekend. You said you were thinking about taking your lovely darling off to the movies, so yeah. I'm sure when you'd love to be called that. You guys enjoy the movie, whatever you go and see.
Thank you.
Yes.
And you'll be shocked if it's Presence, won't you?
I will be exceptionally shocked, yes. Yeah. Yes. So,
I'll have to take a photo of me in front of the movie poster. Of Presence, so you can go, yep, okay, he's done it.
Oh, God, okay. And make sure, please, Mr. Lee, make sure you shower Wendy with a good bottle tonight and some chocolates, okay? And a nice card, all right?
I will.
I'll be checking.
And will you do the same for your partner? Because I know she'll enjoy that too.
Oh, I don't think she enjoys it. I think she's paying for me to go out. Have a lovely week and we'll catch you on Wednesday.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.